the second indictment. An ignorance of God. At times I am asked, Brother Paul, please come and do a week-long series on the attributes of God. And many times I will say this, well, brother, have you thought this through? He said, what do you mean have I thought this through? Well, it's quite controversial, the subject that you're giving me to go teach in your church. And I said, what do you mean it's controversial? I mean, it's God. We're Christians. This is a church. What do you mean it's controversial? I said, dear pastor, you listen to me. When I begin instructing your people on the justice of God, the sovereignty of God, the wrath of God, the supremacy of God, the glory of God, you're going to have some of your finest and oldest church members stand up and say something like this. That's not my God. I could never love a God like that. Because they have a God they have made with their own mind and they love what they have made. Jeremiah 9:23-24, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast of his might, let not the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts of this, that he understands and knows me. Psalms 50, you thought, God speaking, you thought I was just like you. I will reprove you and state the case in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces, and there will be none who delivers. Now, what is the problem here? There is a lack of the knowledge of God. Many of you possibly think, oh, talking about the attributes of God and theology, it's all high ivory tower stuff that has no practical application. Listen to yourself speak. Saying the knowledge of God has no practical explanation. Do you know why all your Christian bookstores are filled up with self-help books and 5 ways to do that and 6 ways to be godly and 10 ways not to fall? Because people don't know God. And so they have to be given all sorts of trivial little devices of the flesh to keep them walking as sheep ought to walk. 1 Corinthians 15:34, become sober-minded as you ought and stop sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Why the rampant sinning, even among God's people, a lack of the knowledge of God? Of God! Now, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you attended a conference on the attributes of God? When was the last time as a pastor you taught for a solid year on who God is? How much of all the teaching that goes on in America every week has anything to do with who God is? And then we wonder, isn't it so easy to go with the flow? To just follow everybody else. And then one day you hear something like this and all of a sudden you go, I can't even remember when anybody taught on the attributes of God. No wonder we are a people as we are. To know Him. That's what everything's about. That's eternal life. And eternal life doesn't begin when you pass through the gates of glory. Eternal life begins with conversion. Eternal life is to know Him. Do you honestly think you're going to be thrilled about swinging on gates of pearl and walking down streets of gold for an eternity? The reason why you won't lose your mind in eternity is because of this. There is one there who is infinite in glory. And you will spend an eternity of eternities tracking Him down. And you will never get your arms even around the foothill of His mountain. Start now. So many different things you want to know and do in all the books. Get out a book on God. This one. And study it. To know Him. To know Him. Sunday morning, because of all of this, I would submit to you that it would be better not even to have a Sunday morning. Sunday morning is the greatest hour of idolatry in the entire week of America, because people are not worshiping the one true God, the great mass at least, but are worshiping a God formed out of their own heart, by their own flesh, satanic devices and worldly intelligence. They've made a God just like themselves, and he looks more like Santa Claus than he does Yahweh. There can be no fear of the Lord among us, because there is no knowledge of the Lord among us.